Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
If you missed anything on the JJ and Joanne Show, catch up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at 1043WOMC or WOMC.com.
Today is November 11th, Veterans Day. It's also Origami Day, so be sure to thank a veteran. If it wasn't for their brave service, you'd be practicing the art of Japanese paper folding while speaking German. Thank you, veterans, and have a wonderful Veterans Day.
It is Veterans Day 2020, my friend. So, JJ and Joanne salute all of you veterans who have served, or, well, those will be veterans, but we also salute those of you who are serving now. What the heck?
Absolutely.
Not exactly your day, but we do admire and salute your service to your country.
I want to give a big shout out to my baby brother, Jeff. He was in the Marine Corps for 6 years and served over in Iraq, and thank you for your service.
Yeah, because the Marine Corps' birthday was yesterday.
Yep.
Right? Didn't we say? And you've got a whole bunch of friends who have served in the Marines, Jason.
Probably six or seven at least. My brother, my buddy Troy, Justin, Mark, Joe, Lonnie, all my boys.
Oh my gosh, phenomenal. Well,
not
thank
me,
them
though.
All
I couldn't
service.
Cut it.
No.
There's no way I could cut it in the military. Are you
surround
me?
Yourself with those people so you don't get your ass kicked, right?
Yeah. I just let, I let my brother be my dad's pride and joy by being in the military. I'll be the black sheep.
Oh, jeez. My sister's a therapist if you need some help.
Oh, trust me. Joanne, can she block up a couple of years?
Oh, I'm sad.
On this Veterans Day, though, on a serious note, you know.
Yes.
We kid, we joke on this show, but on a serious note, we have a presidential homage to all of you veterans out there. You're going to like this.
Veterans of the blue and the gray, I accept this monument in the spirit of brotherhood and peace.
There can be no greater service to our country and no source of pride more real.
Today, Veterans Day, as we do every year, we take that moment to embrace the gentle heroes of Vietnam and of all our wars.
As our forces fight, they and their families are in our prayers.
The brave Americans serving our nation today in the Persian Gulf, in Somalia, and wherever else they stand are testament to our resolve.
They deserve to know that their elected leaders who voted to send them to war continue to stand behind them.
So thank you for your service and your sacrifice.
You are among the very greatest Americans who will ever live. You are the pride of our nation. You are the glory of our republic. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
No punchline, no joke, nothing like that. Just our heartfelt thank you for the service you do for the United States of America on this Veterans Day 2020. This is JJ, Joanne Purton, Jason Rathel.
Follow our story on social media. 1043 WOMC.
Thinking about my father, Raymond Merton Johnson, on this Veterans Day. He was I think he was proud of his work with the Army, but on the other hand, he sort of buried it. We never really wanted to talk about it too much. He served as a sergeant first class. He was a ranger in the Army and served in the Philippines against the Japanese in World War II, but he didn't like to talk about it very much. But I'd like to thank him again for his service.
Thank
I did
you.
That when he was alive, and he is gone now, of course. And all of the veterans out there, we salute you on this Veterans Day 2020.
I want to shout out my Uncle Richie, who I am named after. My middle name is Richard, and I'm named after my uncle. He served in the Marine Corps as well, so thank you to my Uncle Richie.
Love that.
Nice.
Hey, by the way, really neat thing that they're doing for veterans, Gold Star families and veterans. Starting today, all veterans and Gold Star families will be granted America the Beautiful passes, granting free access to all of our national parks, which to me only makes sense. You almost wonder why it hasn't happened before now.
Yeah,
but right, exactly. But it's fantastic. And, you know, we salute you for your service, certainly.
Here's another great story. A little town called Acton, Massachusetts. This guy decided, he says, my wife and I have been here for over 60 years. We're able to live in a town like Acton because of the people who have been willing to sacrifice everything. So his name is Mark Starr. And he and his wife have put together this foundation to raise money to build a home for a veteran. He's using his own money to get the thing started. The foundation for the thing has already been formed. Let's let him talk about it because he says why he wants to do this.
My wife and I have been here for over 60 years. We're able to live in a town like Acton because of those people that have been willing to sacrifice everything. There's got to be something that I can do to repay the people who are on that wall and the people who are willing to be on that wall. Virtually everything to do with building a new home, I have people who are willing to donate time.
He's just doing a marvelous job.
What a tremendous way to give back to your community.
He got the city of Acton to sell him the land for the home for $1.
Nice.
Oh, great.
And then he raised the money to build the home for this disabled veteran. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of people.
Thank a veteran today.
Absolutely. For sure.
If it's trending, JJ and Joanne are on top of it. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Insta. 104.3 WOMC.
Good morning. Shout outs on this Veterans Day. Jason, you mentioned your brother serving in the Marines and a bunch of your friends. And JJ, you're to your dad. Big shout out to my dad as well. He served a total of 8 years and 7.5 years in the reserves. Yeah, Fort Monmouth in New Jersey, Fort Dix. So, and fell asleep during one of the exercises. You remember that story?
The Motor City is listening to JJ and Joanne Mornings, 104.3 WOMC.
Okay, wait a second. Hold on, Joanne.
Yes.
You just told us that your dad, Dick Burton, was in the armed forces for eight years. And you went on to say, and we've heard the story before, that on one of their maneuvers, fortunately not in combat, but just a maneuver, a training exercise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He fell asleep. So did you mean to say that he served for 2 years and then the other six were in the brig?
You may be right. No, that's not how it went down.
You never filled the family in on that secret, eh?
No, you know what? That may be it. Huh, I got to call him back here when we're done. I've got a great picture of him, though, from back in his Army days and a picture that we took. He put on his Army uniform not long ago. It still kind of fit. It's pretty impressive.
Your dad's never really varied much. You know what I mean?
No, he hasn't. He's
kind of always been the same.
Yeah. So happy Veterans Day to him, and we thank him for his service. But to everybody who has served, who is still serving, we owe a debt of gratitude to all of you for what you've done for this great nation. So in all seriousness, thank you.
Yes, thank you to everybody that served.
Yeah.
Hear, hear. One more thing I want to mention. I just saw this really cool thing in Arizona. It's a memorial to all of the branches of the armed service. Each one represented by a granite pillar in descending height, okay? And then each one has an ellipsis in it so that the sun can shine through it. Every single year on this day, the 11th of November, at exactly 11:11 a.m., the sun comes right through all ellipses exactly, and there is a seal of the great seal of the United States of America is on the ground below it, and it illuminates the seal.
That's sweet.
Exactly 11:11 on November 11th. Pretty cool.
Very neat.
Stay connected 24/7 with JJ and Joanne on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. 104.3 WOMC.